UNICAL has agreed to compensate 14 villagers from Myanmar who claim their human rights were violated during construction of a gas pipeline partly funded by the oil company. The settlement has yet to be finalized or made public, but it's already being hailed as a victory for human rights activists eager to hold U.S. companies liable for alleged abuses abroad. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The case of UNICAL versus 14 anonymous villagers has been litigated for nearly a decade. Myanmar is the Southeast Asian country formerly known as Burma. Since the early 1990s, human rights activists have alleged that UNICAL is responsible for the forced labor, murder, and rape of hundreds of villagers at the hands of the country's military. Yesterday, Earth Rights International lawyer Rick Herz said the company will compensate the villagers and fund development projects near the pipeline.
We're ecstatic. These initiatives will provide substantial assistance to people who may have suffered hardships in the region.
UNICAL has long denied any wrongdoing and would not comment on the settlement. But in a joint statement with Earth Rights, the company reaffirmed its respect of human rights. And in an interview with NPR in 2000, then UNICAL Vice Chairman John Imlay denied that the country contracted with the Myanmar military.
We've worked very hard to determine that we would be able to conduct our business in a absolutely ethical, honest, and moral manner.
But in documents filed in federal court and in company memos obtained by NPR, UNICAL officials were warned of the military junta's forced labor practices and rights abuses. Sandy Colliver of the Center for Justice and Accountability says yesterday's settlement should send a chill through U.S. corporate boardrooms.
This is not primarily a legal victory. This is a victory, in fact, that is going to have dramatic impact for a broad category of people who have been suffering. This is going to provide reparation. This is going to alter the practice of the UNICAL Corporation as well as other corporations.
Colliver is one of a small group of human rights activists that have been using an obscure statute written in 1789 to file U.S. civil court claims on behalf of torture and abuse victims abroad. The legal strategy gained momentum last summer when the U.S. Supreme Court upheld its use. But Bill Reinsch of the National Foreign Trade Council says activists shouldn't read too much into the UNICAL settlement. He says a judge last week refused to hear several cases that activists brought against corporations who did business in apartheid-era South Africa.
I mean, I just think they're sort of grasping at these legal straws, and it's a tragedy in a way because, you know, a horrible thing has happened, and there are real victims here. And, you know, we all feel for the real victims, but this is not the proper way to address the problem.
Reinsch says if a flurry of these types of cases is filed, his business group will press Congress to tighten up the 1789 statute. Loyola Law School professor Jeffrey Attick says the UNICAL settlement is a huge victory for the victims and reaffirms the statute's relevance.
Indeed, it's more viable than ever because here the defendant was a large U.S. corporation with tremendous assets. And while we don't yet know how much was paid in this settlement, this in all likelihood will be the greatest monetary recovery yet in human rights litigation.
The parties have until February to hash out the details of the settlement. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.